Friends, we enter the season of Lent. And Lent is, in the Christian calendar, a season of preparation. Something like Advent is, in anticipation of the birth of Jesus. And in the worship services between now and Easter, we will explore some of the themes of that Lenten concept under the heading of the journey to the table, and why I would choose that as an overall title for the series I'll let you discern as the service proceeds. I entitled this message, The Final Feast. And we're going to explore some of the challenges that Jesus faced and compare them with our own journey of faith. So let me begin. Do you remember the first time you took communion? Well, I think about that for myself, and I think, well, yeah, it's kind of vague. It's a little blending in with other things, but perhaps, as many of you were, I was a young teenager at the time. And for me, that's kind of 65 years ago. But it was an important experience. And I know that it was not something that I took lightly or that others around took lightly, because this, in a formal way, marked one's adult journey as a believer. It was accompanied with a profession of faith, and you then became a part as an adult, rather than a child or young person, of the life of the congregation. Now, if I were to ask you, do you remember every time you've taken communion since then? You would say, well, no, not really. I guess somewhere back in those gray cells, there's a record of it, but I can't pull it up. And I thought about that too, and I thought, you know, actually it's been my privilege to lead in services of communion for 55 years. And I can't say that I remember every time I've conducted communion. In fact, I did a little computation and decided that it came probably in the area of, even in our tradition of quarterly communion, with all the extras, it probably came in at over 500 times that I've conducted communion. But each one, you see, was in its own way a step along that journey of faith. It represents, when we come together at the table of the Lord, it represents an affirmation, a reaffirmation of our faith. And it's another step in our journey. Now, as a child, Jesus celebrated Passover with his family. There isn't actually a record of that, but it had to be that way, really, because each devout Jewish family would celebrate Passover. And Passover, in contrast with our usual celebration of communion, Passover was a family observation. Oh, there were celebrations communally together in that season, but the actual celebration of Passover was a close, intimate, personal gathering of family and immediate friends. And in it, of course, the people remembered the grace of God in freeing them from bondage in Egypt. And for them too, you see, it was another step in the journey of faith. And then, as Jesus began his public ministry, we can again somewhat speculate that he observed Passover on at least a couple of occasions with his disciples before the one of which I read you an account from Luke 22, because that would have been the custom for a teacher to be followed by disciples who would, when Passover time came, share as a family would do in the celebration of Passover. But Jesus knew something that had not yet become clear, even to his disciples. Jesus understood that his journey as the Messiah that began with his baptism by John in Jordan would lead to a final feast. That there would be that, if you will, last Passover. Because from then on, things would be renewed and changed in terms of the understanding of any communal celebration that God's people made as a replacement for Passover. For from that time on, it would not be the Passover lamb. The feast would focus on Christ and on his sacrifice as the Messiah of God. The final feast was his destination. It would, of course, be followed by his crucifixion, the resurrection, and his ascension. But in a significant way, you see, that final Passover meal was his last gathering with his disciples before the sacrifice was made. And Christ's journey from the beginning of his public ministry to that final destination at the table has its own parallels, you know, to our life of faith. Because we too must encounter and experience some of the challenges that faced our Lord. We too must learn from his manner of handling these challenges that were encountered. We must learn from him as to how we are called to live the faith. And so I invite you in this Lenten season to reflect on your experience of the faith. And while you have memories of the faith that precede your first receiving of communion, nevertheless, it's a good starting point. Because it's a starting point that is marked by the fact that we made, at that time, a commitment to walk this walk of faith. And yes, our journeys may have had some interruptions. Our faith journey may have had glorious times and not so glorious times, but this is part of our walk. And today we find ourselves again together at the table, checking in, if you will, and remembering that the reason we're here is because of the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord. And we're here at his invitation. And we're here for his glory and praise. And so it's my hope that through this Lenten season, we can reflect on some of the challenges that Jesus encountered along the way in his journey to the final feast, in such a way that we can see from them counsel and encouragement for the walk of faith that is ours to live. We walk this journey of faith, ever remembering the way that Jesus walked it before us. We too must meet and overcome hurdles. No one here has lived the life of faith without challenges and obstacles and uncertainties and confusions, but always drawn back to the presence of Christ in our midst. Because you see, the one thing that is distinctive, we know that at the end of our journey, he takes our place. Jesus was gathered for that final Passover meal with his disciples, who were then still grappling to understand the things that he had shared with them about faith and about the things that were to happen, things that were to them so unbelievable that they looked for some other explanation than the plain face explanation of what he said to them, because Jesus was telling them about the fact that he would suffer and die and be raised from the dead. And they couldn't believe that such things could befall the Messiah. And as mortal creatures, rising from the dead is a hard concept. But they were there with him, and they were about to walk with him through the things that were soon to happen. And that final Passover meal was the moment at which Christ gave them his blessing. And it is because of that final feast that we observe what we do here today together. So, walk through this Lenten season with a mind to reflect on the life of faith into which you have been called. And let us seek to do it, humbly asking the Lord to guide our thoughts and to shape our lives ever for the glory of his name. Friends, this is good news. Thanks be to God.